Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma City and Deliverance Ministries.
And we welcome you for tuning in. And looks like we've got a couple callers lined up, so I'm looking forward to them. And Ralph, I'll let you know when they call in, and we'll be standing by.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody again for another evening joining us here on Hope is Alive, a show about testimony, the show about the captives that were set free, the show about glorifying the works of Jesus. We do thank you again, as always. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, feel free to go to deliveranceusa.com. Or call Richard at the office if you want the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling him at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that book, and he'll get it out to you. It's a wealth of information. Both that and the website are just an absolute good wealth of information. You know, I was sitting there, Pastor, and as the intro was going and reading Matthew 28, go and therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out demons, speaking in new tongues. He was talking to you and me.
That's exactly right. Doctrines of Christ. We're to do all these things that Jesus did. Amazing that it is. I have to pinch myself on that ever so often, that God has endued it upon us, like in John 14:12, where he said, "He that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also." You and I, and even all the listeners, are, as born-again Christians, we're supposed to be doing the works of Jesus and ministering to the hurting people.
But that is everybody on this program that comes on and gives their testimony. That's you, that's me, that's Richard, that's those that tune in to listen. It doesn't say in there, those that have been anointed with a special calling, and only a few can have it. And when those 12 are dead, that's all done with. It doesn't say that anywhere. Do you have that written in your scripture anywhere?
No, it says believers is what the word says. Believers.
I haven't found that yet, but unfortunately, there is a lot of people out there that believe that. They believe that those gifts were only for that time, and not here anymore. And I just don't see that when I read my Bible. I don't see that. Maybe that page was torn out of the one I read, but I just give praise to the Lord.
My thought, Brother Ralph, is that if it went away, why have I been doing it 41 years, and why have all these people, we do about 700 cases a year, and why have we all been doing it if it's gone away? Obviously it hasn't.
Well, praise the Lord, 700 a year, 700, a little bit more sometimes, but about 700 a year of people that are set free, captives that are set free, and not only that, there's a good majority of those people who are set free go on, give their testimony to someone else, and then they help somebody. So that's a good multiplying number if you really think about it.
It's making disciples, Ralph.
Well, Pastor, tell us about this Monday. How'd it go?
We had a bang-up Monday evening of deliverance and healing. We had 23, which is more than usual. Normally, we probably average a dozen to 15 and have for 35 years now on Monday nights when we minister. And it was a full house. I actually think we wound up doing 25, counting what was done in the group. There were two people that didn't fill out the blue cards, and with their names and all, and they decided they wanted to set in on the group, and then, as I understand it, they got ministry. So, anyway, it was a big evening. It was an awesome evening. I ministered to a man that flown in from Washington State, and they flew back Tuesday, and he had some problems, but praise God, he felt them moving around, coming out. I handed him a Bible. We do that a lot in our ministry, since we learned long ago that evil spirits do not like the physical Bible. They don't want to hear it, of course, but they don't even like the physical Bible. And I handed him this small one that I have every Monday night with the instructions, if he feels something going on in his body, to touch on with the Bible, and the spirit will run from it. Well, he was doing that all evening long. And then he was yawning and he was coughing. And it was a good, I couldn't get the head demon up, which I can only get up in one out of three. They're there in every case. It's just that some people are not that sensitive to the spirit world, and they won't manifest and come up. They're there, nevertheless. And that was what I had Monday night. I just did what we call basic of doing the steps of breaking ungodly soul ties and the inner healing, dealing with the traumas of the past, where Jesus will take those bad feelings connected to those traumas and memories of the past. He supernaturally takes them, and then we work the list that they fill out, and we usually address more than even what they circled, because we've learned of the several dozen spirits we typically find in the Christians that we're ministering to, that they're there. And so he got a great deliverance. And then what was really amazing, he'd had a knee problem so bad that if he'd squat down, he'd fall over to the left. It was his left knee. And after I did the limb check and praying for healing, I had him check himself out. Well, he's squatting down there in the room. He's not falling over, and there's no pain. Hallelujah. So it's always high adventure, and of course I'm on a high, being in the middle of it and seeing God's power work through us, as he does any believers that will do it. So I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, but he's obviously better. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And That's just awesome. It's awesome to know that the word gets out that far. I mean, I know this program goes out worldwide, and of course, the ability to go to the internet is pretty much worldwide. But it's just awesome how it gets out, how someone from Washington can find out about a ministry in Oklahoma, and then be able to just get on, get some ministry, and then fly back. That's just
We even had two from Colorado. Actually,
two?
I think
Colorado.
Probably a total of four, because the two of those that I mentioned that didn't fill out the blue cards decided they'd go through the group. So we actually had four from Colorado. 15 hours they drove. They were from the Western Slope over near Grand Junction. So 15 hours of driving. But praise God, they're happy campers.
They are. They are. I just praise the Lord this gets out. I know that each week before we go on, that I ask the Lord to let these airwaves get out to the right person that needs to hear it, to hear what he's that's talked about this evening, and that the words of the testimonies will ring in their spirit, and those that need deliverance will search it out. And it's definitely, this world needs it. People are hurting. Christians and non-Christians are hurting. And that's why we come on each week, to let people know there is hope. There's hope alive in Jesus. And if they can, it's something that 9 out of 10 times it can be easily taken care of with just if not a single ministry session, with one or two of them. The problems are gone. The problems are no longer there. And it's just humbling to think, Pastor, that we have a small hand in that.
Yes, it is. And it doesn't seem like that many any one week, even though 23 or 25 is a pretty good crowd. But it like you say, it networks out. People go through our training, learn how to do this. They help us for a while. And then we hear how they're out there doing it somewhere in their churches or in other states, and then they network it out. So, you know, I guess the big computer upstairs keeps track of all that. Amen.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit does a very good job of coordinating. Well, a lot better than we do.
Yes, amen.
But you know, and even a secondary help of it is, let's say a father comes in, a husband, he comes in and gets ministry, the marriage is going to change just on that alone. Or if a wife, you'll see differences in the children. You'll see all kinds of differences with those you're around.
Yes.
Mainly because the spirits that were in you, the demonic spirits that were affecting you or in you, are not reacting, and they're not reacting and causing you to react, and they don't cause the other ones to react. And it's just that alone will make a difference around people.
Well, Ralph, if each spouse has about 3 dozen spirits, mm-hmm. So how's the marriage? Could it be better?
It could be better.
So when they're gone, when they're gone, the real person left now able to go forward unhindered by the evil spirits that are trying to steal, kill, and destroy in their lives and their marriage. That we've seen marriages turned around constantly by this type of ministry.
Yes. And the difference that happens with the children. I know that my children were different after myself and my wife. We both went through ministry. There was a change in the household, an overall change in the household, and it was a change for the good. And that's why we come on here. We want to encourage everybody. If you have any questions, maybe you're new to this program, go to deliveranceusa.com. That's the website set up by Deliverance Ministry, and it's just got a wealth of information there on there. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. If you still like to learn that way, and you can obtain that by calling Richard the office at 307-742-7582. But they like to have that book. I believe we ask a $20 offering for it, and it'll get it sent out to you. And it's got about 30-some-odd years of experience set out in that book. basic handling of how to cast out evil spirits. It'll teach you the process. It teaches you how to go through with it, and it's just a guide. Pastor, we have Phyllis. Phyllis, thank you for joining us this evening.
Phyllis,
can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
All right.
Yes, hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Yes, we hear you fine. Thanks for calling in. Ralph's here with me, and we're excited.
Hey, Ralph, how's it going?
I'm fine. How are you, sister?
I'm really great. It was so great to meet you face-to-face the other day, and I'm so grateful for all the work that you're doing, and it's just wonderful knowing that I know both you and Everett, and that we're all on the same team.
We are. The winning team.
Karen's
that's
Karen's
right. We have the victory. We just need to learn how to walk in it, right?
That's right.
Amen.
Victory's already ours.
Oh, well, wow. It's so incredible.
Now, let's go ahead and give some background on yourself, some history, and when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance, and what your deliverances have been like, and changes you've seen, and any other experiences you'd like to share.
Okay, and you guys just stop me if you need to. I'm going to adjust my volume. I can't hear you very well. Hold on.
Richard,
okay, I think I increased it a little. Can you hear me a little better?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
You can. Oh, okay, good.
So
I was born again when I was about 35. I just was going through a lot of trauma with relationships. It seemed like everything in my life was working career-wise, but I just couldn't seem to hold together a marriage, and I couldn't understand it. And I was very devastated, and I ended up realizing that the missing ingredient was Jesus. So I became born again, and I was following the Lord and in the Word a lot. I was just really immersing myself in the Word.
Praise God.
I was immersing myself in the Word, and I just got to a point in my life where I was, again, continuing to fail in relationships. It seemed to be a repeating pattern, and I couldn't seem to get victory over it. Well, my last divorce just really put me down in the gutter. I was ready to just cash in. Nothing seemed to be working. I couldn't understand why I couldn't get a victory over this. I prayed. I fasted and prayed. I sought the Word. I even had big name people who shall remain nameless lay hands on me to tell the depression and anxiety to go. I was on 6 medications, and I had severe PTSD, depression, anxiety. Everett, I could not even go to the bank by myself and think straight enough to set up a new checking account when I had to move home with my parents. It was just ridiculous. And so one of my friends, Janice Hall, she had moved to Oklahoma City, and she was my prayer partner in Aspen when I lived there. And she said, Phyllis, I know where you need to go. You need to come here to Oklahoma City, and Everett Cox has a ministry, Deliverance Ministries. Every Monday night they meet and they have deliverance prayer for people, and I can get you on the list. I said, get me on the list. So I lived in Springfield, Missouri. I could not find one person, one ministry, one church who had authority strong enough to free me from all of this. I was so disappointed, but I was excited, and I drove myself. I came by myself. I had naysayers saying, why are you driving clear there? You can pray and get what you need right here. And I had people like mocking me, saying, Well, I'm more full of faith than anybody you could ever go to. Just, I'll pray for you. Well, that wasn't what Holy Spirit wanted for me. Holy Spirit directly guided me to you. And by coming, I was completely set free from over 70 problem areas. I got that problem list, and I had not seen it before the Monday night. And I saw that, and I saw so many things that were oppressing me and that I was under bondage with, and I just circled them all. And by golly, I was paired with this wonderful deliverance minister, a woman. I cannot remember her name, and I did not see her when I was out there the last time with you here recently. But she was amazing. And one of the prayers that she prayed, she was totally led by Holy Spirit. She was following your plan in your book and your manual, but she was led by Holy Spirit. And before I tell you her prayer, I want to tell you what I saw myself as before the ministry. I had a vision of myself. I was made out of used masonry bricks. You know what I'm talking about. They're like dirty and like unfinished and have rough edges. And they were placed together in the shape of the silhouette of my body. And the mortar in between the bricks wasn't cleaned off. It was just like rough and jaggedy and looked kind of trashy. And I had deep gashes in my body, like made with a machete. And no blood or anything was coming out of it. It was just a very dark picture of what I saw of myself. So, one of the prayers that the lady prayed over me, she put her hands on my head, and she prayed for the ungodly neural connections to be severed, and for new godly neural connections to be made in my brain. And I saw a vision of my brain. It was like sparklers were going off all over the top of my cranium, all over, from my forehead all the way to the sides of my head, to the back of my head. These fireworks were just going off in my brain. Then I saw my brain. It was like silly putty. And you know what silly putty is like when you first pull it out of the container. It's very smooth, and there aren't any deep convolutions or anything. It's like God gave me a brand new brain. He created in me a new way so that I could establish new godly thoughts, and the old was completely gone. I was just rejoicing, and I told her what I saw, and we both started laughing and clapping and practically jumping up and down. Then, by the time the deliverance was completely done, I saw myself in a new vision. I'm going to start crying talking about this, because it's so profoundly different. I saw that I was made out of golden bricks that were like Legos. You know, when Legos fit together, there doesn't need to be any mortar in between them. It was like golden Legos. Mm-hmm. And then, from my feet, well, first of all, they were shiny. But then, as this time went on of this vision, it got brighter and brighter and brighter, until these golden Lego-type bricks were just blinding, that the color was so bright. And from the ground around my feet, beautiful vines started growing, and they encircled these golden Legos. And then fruit, heavy, heavy, large fruit, started forming on the vine, until I was just practically covered with, you could still see the gold, but you could see this massive binding with these giant fruits. And the Lord showed me what was to come. And I'm so grateful. I left that night feeling like my feet were not even touching the ground. I was so happy and free, and I felt so light. And it wasn't anything like things that I had read by other people casting out demons and manifestation of any, you know, all kinds of craziness and stuff. It was very peaceful, very comforting, and very freeing. And then I had to go back to Colorado for a court hearing, and as I was coming back to Missouri, I stopped in again for a second deliverance session because I wanted to make sure that I was completely free of everything I had just encountered. I had to face some difficult situations and appear before an unjust judgment by the court. And I was paired with the same woman. She saw me and she said, "Oh, you, this is going to be fun." And I said, "Yes, it is. Let's get to work." And so she immediately saw that there were ungodly soul ties that had established with this judge and the judgment that came down. And I would have never thought that that would have been a connection, but she saw it. So we cut those off, and then I was free. And then when I came back to Missouri, I started realizing, you know, the church is not teaching this. The church is not establishing deliverance ministers and ministries where people can go to get this deep inner healing and get these bondages cut off completely. And I took the information from your ministry to my church. I got all the handouts. I got every handout that you had. I bought the book. I bought like two or three books. And I took everything and I presented it to my pastor and I said, "Look, I want to talk to you guys about this. We need to set these up in our church. This is greatly needed by the body." And he looked at everything, and then he handed it back to me a couple of weeks later, and he said, "Well, we're going to do this curriculum, and which shall remain nameless," but I was very disappointed. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "It's okay. You did what I needed. I don't want you to go back there. I've got another assignment for you." So several months later, I had this girl who came over for coffee, and I was thinking it was going to be about an hour and she was going to be gone. Well, after 4 hours, I just finally said, I felt Holy Spirit telling me, "Tell her." I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, I'm going to be bold here, but I feel like what you need is deliverance." And this relieved view came over her face, and she said, "Yes, that's exactly what God told me. And he said, Jesus told me that you had the keys." Well, I started laughing, and I told her I wanted her to think about what God would have her fast for about 3 days, and to seek the Lord on the whole thing, and that I would have everything ready for her. And I happened to have an extra copy of the problem list. I sent her home with that, and I asked her to watch your two videos on the internet, the video number one of the testimony that you have, and video two of the door closing prayer. She came, and in a matter of a few hours, we had everything covered, and she was completely set free. And she has remained set free. And after that, God brought 24 other people to my door without any prompting from me or anyone else. And it's only continuing to grow. There's such a need for this, and I'm so grateful for your ministry. Because if you had not been out there blazing the trail on all this, and your obedience and sacrifice to do this every Monday night, where would I be? I don't even have any idea. I'm so grateful.
Praise God. Wow.
Jesus is so good.
Testimony and a lesson to all of us that to share, yes, some won't receive, but there's plenty of people out there that are saying, somebody help me. I've got these problems. I can't get rid of them. Somebody help me. Well, the Lord will send them to people that are approved, that is, that know how to do this. And that's, I'm sure, what the Lord is doing with you there, Phyllis. He's sending them to you.
Yes. When I was in Colorado preparing my house for sale, the Lord told me to disconnect completely from Colorado. Was a very difficult thing for me to do. I did not ever want to leave Colorado in the first place, and I always wanted to live there. So when he told me to do that, it was a sacrifice, and it was difficult. But I said, okay. So I did. It took 6 months for me to do that, and during that time, three people came while I was in Colorado. They came to me for deliverance. And they were ready. Great the timing job. Was ready for them, and they flew out there. And I was like, well, I'll be back there. And they said, no, we're coming now. I said, okay. But it's like, you know, when the iron's hot, strike, I guess is how they say it. Makes it a little easier. It's just been an amazing journey. And then I just felt like I wanted to come another time, because a third time I came to see you guys, because I just have been going through quite a bit of trauma from the move and selling my house. It took 6 months for me to get everything fixed that was messed up by the renters. And so then God moved me here to my little town of Alpena, which is very... It's a very different kind of a little town. It's only got 390-some people and no major manufacturers or anything. It's actually on the Trail of Tears. The Cherokee Nation walked probably on my property here. And the sorrow and the grief and the healing that needs to happen and restoration in this area is great. So I know it's not by chance. Yeah. And it's actually a geographic path. It used to be called Alpena Pass. So I'm believing that all of this is symbolic and prophetic, that God is opening the doors and using this as a pass, a pathway for people to receive deliverance, healing, and restoration. And the rest of my life will be devoted to this.
Phyllis, when you came to the city recently, you sat in with me ministering to someone. You might quickly share what you saw there. In fact, she's getting ready to come on the show after you today. But what were your observations in that case you sat in on?
Oh, it was a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful woman who loves the Lord, who was tormented by much grief and sadness. And I saw the Lord completely deliver her from much of that, from guilt and bullying and wrong treatment. And I saw so much joy come over her. And I'm just so grateful that I got to assist in that. And we used the Bible on parts of her body as well, where the demonic activity was moving around, to help prod them out of there. And by golly, I truly believe she was completely set free of many, many problem areas. I'm so grateful for her.
Changed.
This is a woman that deeply loves the Lord and wants to move forward in ministry, and I know that's going to happen. I know it.
Yes, it will. And her face looked so different. She looked younger and more, and just really beautiful. Had a beautiful smile, and just compared to when she came in. Well, we're out of time, Phyllis. Thank you so much for sharing. That's a great testimony, and we'll encourage you.
Yeah, and I told, I thought we needed to start taking before and after pictures when we saw her her countenance was so different. I loved it.
Yeah, we thought of that.
Yeah. To you. All right, well, thank you.
Have a good
God
one.
Bless you,
thank
and
you
I pray for your ministry
again.
Every day and for your health and
thank
well-being.
You. We receive that. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Ralph. I hope to see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's not kidding when she says she's in a little town. I know exactly where it is, and it's one of those towns, if you blink, you miss it.
So, yeah, it's not far from you there, is it?
No, it's not that far at all. It's not that far at all. I know the area very well. Pastor, we have Karen. Karen, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure.
Yes. Thank you, Karen, for calling in. Excited you were able to do this and on a short notice, somewhat, but excited. And why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you heard about deliverance and then what your mm-hmm. deliverance was like and changes you've seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, the Sunday that I actually heard about the deliverance ministry, I had some challenges even that day, and I wasn't able to even attend my own church service. But I was in a place where I knew that I needed to be in the presence of the Lord. I needed to hear from the Lord, so I ran to my television, or actually to my computer, to get the service on. And one of the prophetesses of the church, Sherry, was there speaking, and she brought up the fact that, you know, the church needed to be delivered in order to get prepared or get ready to do the works of the Lord. And through listening to her message throughout, you know, on Sunday, at the end of it, I called her son right away. And I said, listen, I need to know where this place is. I need to know where it is, because, you know, I wanted to be ready for whatever God had for me. I was saved when I was 15 years old. And as a teenager, you know, you go through these ups and downs, even if you're saved, even if you're filled with the Holy Ghost. And I had not been filled with the Holy Ghost at the beginning, but I was born and raised here in Oklahoma City, and was raised up in the Church of God in Christ. And that was, you know, of course, you're raised up and you know about the Holy Spirit, you know about salvation, you know about Jesus, you're taught all of these things of how to be a good, quote-unquote, Christian, and how to be a saint. And we think that in that we will live a saved life and not be oppressed or bothered by the spirit of, you know, the spirits of darkness. But even when you're saved, the enemy does not discriminate. So getting back to me, I would say when I was 15 years old, married when I was 27, and had a really hard time even conceiving. Prayed and cried and prayed and cried, and the Lord had given me Isaiah 54, and was talking to where the scripture talks about that more are the children of the barren than them that was able to conceive. And the Lord had taken me through that, and I was like, well, God, I don't want that kind of baby. I want a baby my own. And, you know, the Lord eventually, 4 years later, blessed me. He sent a minister through from Detroit, Michigan, and he prayed for my husband and I and 2 weeks later we were able to conceive. Well,
hallelujah.
God is just so good. He's showed up in my life like that so many times, even with issues. You know, we are, as Christians, try in our own ability to live a saved life. But who knows that we can't do it on our own. We cannot do it on our own. It has to be through Jesus, the blood of Jesus. That's the reason why the Lord sent his son, because there's no way that we could do it on our own. And through this ministry,
amen,
I'm just so grateful for the deliverance ministry. It taught me so many things that really, you know, we know them, the underlying thing, but the enemy would love to keep us from really knowing the truth and how we could, you know, completely be free. When I came to the service, I had already listened to Mr. Cox on the face. Is it Facebook that you're on, Everett?
YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. Yes, YouTube. That's what it was. It was on YouTube, and I listened to the two services or the two recordings there, and I listened to both of them. And then I decided, yes, I got to get down here. So I went on down, and I was so, after going through the deliverance, I just cannot explain how clean and how focused and how light I felt after the deliverance service. I was so fortunate and so blessed to have Everett, actually, was the one that took me through the deliverance, and he had three ladies in there, and they began to call out different things from my I guess when you sign the inventory list or whatever you want to call it of all of the issues. I did not realize how many issues were there. I could not realize how many issues were there. But after the deliverance service, my Lord, I felt so different, so clean, so focused, and so it's just a blessing. I thank God for deliverance ministries. It's so needed. And I talked to one of the brothers at the church, you know, after this, and he was saying that God is really getting us prepared for, you know, getting his army ready. Not sure what God is getting us ready for, but I want to be ready. I want to be ready for whatever God has for us, and I want to be armed and ready for it. And I don't want to be bogged down by the enemy. So, on the following Monday, I said, okay, I'm going back. But I wasn't going to be delivered. I need to be taught in order to be an armed soldier, ready for the enemy. So that's where I am now. I'm so grateful. I'm just so thankful for deliverance ministries. I'm so thankful and so grateful to be delivered and to be among the free. And I realize that we have to stay free. Thank God for the ministry.
Yes.
Thank you, Everett. I praise God for you and your life.
Well, thank you. And Karen, when you were ministered to, did you feel those spirits coming out? What went on there?
Well, I tell you what actually went on whenever you all were calling those different spirits out. In the beginning, I was really kind of skeptical because I was like, okay, where is... I'm saved. You know, I'm saved. And I am a Christian, so how can a spirit live in my body? Or how can it dwell or find a place in this body, realizing that we are threefold? We are spirit, body. Oh, goodness. We are we're spirit, and we are a body. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Everett, what did you say?
Spirit, body, and soul.
Yes, we are. We are spirit, body, and we're soul. Yes, exactly. And our soul is that mind, with that will and emotion. And see, this is the deal. When the enemy can find a place in your body, a crack, any kind of way in, the enemy is going to try to get in. And that's what, you know, so I think so many Christians have the misconception to think because we are saved that we cannot, that the enemy can't live in our body. He can't send those different spirits. And yes, I felt as at one point when a certain spirit was called out, I felt a moving. It was like in my belly, a fluttering at first. And then at another time, there was a pain on the on the right side of my body. And I'm like, okay, you guys, I mean, I let the ministers know what was going on. And I'm telling you, after that session, I was totally free.
Praise God. Yes, a lot of them come out that way. And we've learned long ago to use the Bible on them. These spirits don't want to hear the word, but they don't even like the physical word. So it becomes another weapon of warfare for us. And that we all have our Bibles handy. Ministries use a cross to touch, but we always have our Bibles handy, so we use them. And the girls sitting in, they were using their Bible, so we really ganged up on those spirits.
Absolutely.
And obviously some of them were coming out, you know.
At the time I was like, okay, I felt kind of embarrassed as a Christian that they were spirits, not me, oh Lord. but I saw that, and I found out that it's not my spirit that these spirits can live in, it's the body. And after I left there, I actually felt like a different person. I felt lighter. I felt, like I said, more clear and more focused. I think that the pain that I even felt, the physical pain, I even felt a physical pain during the deliverance service. I felt a physical pain, and all of that was gone. All of that left. I give God all the glory.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for the ministry. I know that all of the glory goes to God. I thank Him, and I'm so grateful. And here it is right here in Oklahoma City with me. I thank God for it.
And I
know that God is getting His army ready. And I want to be ready.
Karen, did
you? So, Everett, you will see me again Monday night. And I look forward to it.
All right. That's great.
I called my sister and brother, and they were there this Monday. I praise God for them. They're part of a huge part of this army, and I thank God for it. They were so excited. They were in a group ministry, and they were so excited and talked about how they felt so much better. And they're coming back Monday as well to begin to get the training.
Hallelujah. So we need an army, because we had looked like a total of 25 cases Monday night, and we just had 13 ministers there. And so Chris Davis, he's become really good at doing group ministry. I'm usually scheduled with someone. So he did the group, and a lot of times people get, it seems like, about all they need out of that group ministry. Some people are more complicated, of course, and more involved and need more focus on a one-to-one. But many people do just fine in the group. So, you know, I told Chris, if you can do 10, he can do 100. And maybe the day will come when we're having to use the sanctuary in the big church we rent. And we might be doing 100 in the group, or who knows? Wouldn't surprise me.
One of the questions that I asked effort on one of the breaks was, okay, whenever you're calling those spirits out, where are they going? That was my question. And what was your answer, Everett? I send them to the feet of Jesus. And I thought, that's the best place for them, because Jesus knows exactly where he wants them to be. He knows exactly what to do with them. So I'm just, you know, like I said, I thank God for the ministry.
We've sent them in the past years, some to the abyss, and then for a few more years we sent them to the dry places, and of course we could send them to pigs if we had some, like Jesus did. But another ministry was sending them to the feet of Jesus, out-of-state ministry, and that sounded like a good way to do it. I always wondered if the spirits wouldn't get reassigned, sending them to the dry places or, you know, the abyss. Well, you send them to the feet of Jesus, you can figure they're going to be well taken care of.
Absolutely.
They won't be reassigned if they go to the feet of Jesus. Now, they don't want to go, too. A lot of them, I've heard them say they don't want us to send them there. So that's a good sign. That's where we need to send them.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, I praise God. I just thank God. I just give him all the glory and all the honor for allowing, or actually orchestrating, this hookup. You know, the fact that you are here in Oklahoma City, right here where I can get to you. I thank God for you, man. I tell you, right in the heart, right in the Bible Belt. But there are so many ministries that don't realize how needed this is. How needed deliverance ministry is. And we go on day to day, and this one thing that I know that the enemy does not mind us, you know, jumping and shouting, but if they're able to live there and live comfortably and sit at the table with God's people, you know, ignorance, a lot of times, it says, the word of God says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge, not really realizing, having the knowledge of what the enemy has been doing to the people of God.
Yes.
So, again, thank God for your ministry, Everett. Praise God for that.
I've often thought, Karen, that if you took that two-page list of problems that we hand out to people when they come on the clipboard, and if you handed that list out to people in most congregations all over, they would probably fill out and circle about at least three dozen problem areas, and more than likely the bulk of those would have spirits behind them, and yet they go their whole lives coping with those, never getting free and having abundant life that Jesus meant for them to have. And it's really sad. I think the Lord has to be rather disappointed after 2,000 years that we're not doing all of his works like he commanded us to do.
Absolutely. You hit it right on, Evan. That's kind of what I was saying, you know, not really knowing. This is what our people have been doing, is going, not really realizing that they are oppressed and full of spirits of darkness. And here we are, like I said, going about our business and just jumping and shouting and going home and had a good time at church, but not really getting people free, not being free ourselves.
Yes, people think it's their own personality a lot of times. It just surely couldn't be spirits, but like what you said, how could a born-again, spirit-filled Christian have evil spirits? Well, there hadn't been very good teaching on that about the three parts. And so that's the answer to it. When people say Christians can't have demons, they're not saying anything or not aware of the three parts. And so people just say, well, it must just be me. This problem is my personality, et cetera. And they live the rest of their lives.
Right.
They go to heaven, but they never got life abundant.
Right, Right, right. But I know that God wants us to live a good life right here on earth, as it is in heaven.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Well, Karen, in the remaining minute or so, what else would you say to the people before we sign off with you?
What else would I say to them? Get to this yes. ministry. Get an understanding, and all of you are getting this, what God is having us to do, is get an understanding. Get free so that we can go forth and be armed to do what we need to do here on earth. It's not about just getting to heaven, but to be free here on earth. And it's available.
Yes.
It's available to you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Karen. It was a great testimony. And had
yes,
to encourage people listening. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you for having
Thank you for joining us this evening.
Amen.
Bye bye.
You can definitely hear the joy in both their voices. And that's,
that's
something I love, all the testimonies. There's always so much joy. And that's just, it's just uplifting. Absolutely uplifting. Again, any questions about Deliverance, deliveranceusa.com, or you can get the book by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. And Pastor, as always, good to be with you this evening. We'll see everybody later. God bless, and have a good night.
God bless everybody.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
Overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the enemy.
Ooh, to overcome, nothing
will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.